I had three older brothers with large record collections, and I would listen to Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, and I would read the liner notes. It seemed like this gentleman, Pete Welding, wrote a lot of the liner notes for Chess Records, and I discovered that he owned his own record label called Testament Records, and I got an LP by Irwin Helfer and Jimmy Walker on Testament, Boogie Woogie Duets. And in those days, I didn't drive, and I had my mom drive me to the Jazz Record Mart, and there were two locations. One was on Lincoln Avenue, and I would go through the record stacks, and that's kind of how I learned about a lot of the blues artists. And then getting back to Irwin Helfer, I went to the University of Chicago Folk Festival, and I think it was in 1971.
How old are you at the time?
15.
Okay.
And I called up Irwin Helfer like the next day and asked him if he gave piano lessons, and I started taking piano lessons from Irwin at that time.
There is a connection besides just the recording then. You started a personal connection with him.
Absolutely, and it was around in 1971 that I started taking piano lessons. I never played piano. I had to convince one of my friends who drove to take piano lessons too, so that we can drive to the city and take lessons from Irwin.
So even back then, it was probably a little unusual for a guy your age to be really into jazz and blues music, and I don't know if gospel was hitting at that time. When you listened to your brother's record collection, was it almost immediate that you went, whoa, what's this? I really like this?
Well, I heard, it was a recording of Pete Johnson doing Rollin' Pete, and I just fell in love with Boogie Woogie Piano at that time.
That would make sense. That's fun music.
And of course, all the Chess recordings. And then it turned out, I discovered that there was this club that allowed minors, and this is before I was able to drive, so my brothers were driving me to this club to go see Jimmy Rogers and Johnny Young. So for listeners who don't know those two players, musicians, great musicians, Jimmy Rogers was in the Muddy Waters band, and of course he had a great career. And then Johnny Young was probably the best ever blues mandolin player. And I was able to see these artists. There might have been eight people in the room. It's really kind of sad, but it was a great experience for me to hear those musicians growing up. And it was at a veterans club.
Like a VFW?
Yes.
Okay. Really? Eight people at a VFW, and you're seeing one of the all-time greats.
Oh, and Lee Jackson and Sam Lay would play. This keyboard player, Bob Reedy, would organize these concerts.
Sure.
It was a great experience for me, that's for sure.
I'm walking by myself. I hope you understand. I just want to your loving man. Love you. Yes, I love you with all my heart and soul.
And then I got their recordings, and I was amazed by the recordings. Of course, at that time, I was listening to, for example, Paul Butterfield.
Well, that makes sense, because Butterfield was pretty big in Chicago, especially at that time.
Yeah, so he did this song, Walking By Myself, and it was always one of my favorite songs. And then I discover, you know, that Jimmy Rogers, that was his big hit with the great harmonica solo by Big Walter on that. So when I heard the original recordings, as much as I like Paul Butterfield's recordings, it was just amazing that here I'm seeing and hearing Jimmy Rogers, who originally wrote that song.
I just want to be your lover, man.
Did you feel at that age that you discovered something that was secret that nobody, especially your age, really knew about?
Absolutely. And every time I'd go to the, you know, discover something new or some connection of some artist to another artist, it was discovering something new.
Well, and you did work with your brother and someone else and founded the record label The Sirens. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So, Irwin, I kind of emulated Irwin Helfer. He studied at Tulane University, and I went off to Tulane University. Irwin started a record label when he was 19 years old and recorded Speckled Red and Billy Pierce, some great pianists, when he was 19. And I kind of emulated Irwin and started the Sirens Records when I was 19 in 1975. The first thing that I did was reissue his primitive piano recordings because it was such a great record that needed to be released, one of the best blues piano records. Following year, after learning a little bit about the music business and the record business, I recorded Heavy Timber, and I needed some capital, so I solicited the help of my brother and my friend who I took piano lessons with Irwin, and I got them to contribute to the cause, and we recorded Heavy Timber.
Let's go a little bit more about Irwin. You guys have been linked for a long, long time together. Could you talk about Irwin Helfer, the man?
Sure. Irwin Helfer is the original blues brother. He, befriended these musicians and recorded them, but he's the opposite of what you think of when you think of the blues brothers, with car crashes and driving fast cars. He rides his bicycle to his gigs.
He still does.
He still does that to this day.
At 79 years old.
Absolutely. He even does it in the winter when there's snow on the ground, so go figure. And he takes his bicycle seat off and brings it into his gig, and he is still an active 79-year-old, that's for sure. He is an interesting fellow, so nice and generous, but he is an animal lover. One of his, the name of one of his tunes, Pooch Piddle, he has a quirky sense of humor. The name of his first CD was I'm Not Hungry, But I Like to Eat Blues.
Well, he's had a street named after him now.
Irwin Helfer Way. So he likes to joke that the city named the street after him and put up a street sign in case when he comes back from his gigs he can find his house. So that's what he likes to say.
Is it like a block or two, or is it longer than that? What is Irwin Helfer Way?
It's the block that he lives on in Magnolia in Chicago.
How cool is that to have a street in Chicago named after you? That'd be pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Stephen Dolenz, president and founder of the Sirens Record label in Chicago and the chair of the Computer Science and Information Systems at Bradley University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, John. I greatly appreciate it.